Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, the 13th of December, 2013. We're very happy to have you all here. If you're a new listener, you will experience some interesting information, some vital information, actually, and some healings. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about Ron, his website is creationlightship.com. And for those of you who've been listening and understand about the healings, I want to remind you that tomorrow, Saturday the 14th, is the first of the physical body intensives for the month of December. So tomorrow's call is actually a four-hour call where you can charge up 7 bottles of water to get you through the week of special blessed water from Creation Lightship. And then the subsequent 3 Sundays, that'll be the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, are 8-hour body intensive calls where you get to visit Creation Lightship and have the light beings work on your health. So while Ron is getting ready to come on the air, you can open up a picture of the beautiful light being that's found either on the BBS website, or you can again go to creationlightship.com. And then when Ron comes on, he will activate that for all of us with peace energy for the whole show tonight while you're listening. And again, you can put questions on the fast chat or send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, which I have opened and I can read for you tonight. And it's Paranormal Friday, I forgot to say, so that'll be our topic for discussion, any kind of weird happenings and that kind of thing that you want to share or ask questions about, please do. And now I'll welcome Ron to come onto the show.
Hi, everybody. Tonight is Friday, and it happens to be the 13th, if that means anything to you. And it's also a 12 in December, so time is moving on. Hasn't stopped yet, but it's still moving on. So we'll bring up the light being here and do some activation to bring in peace energy for everyone. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so there we go, and let's just see what we can do here. Now, let's do one for, I guess, the numbers there. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, releasing the 12, now to the 13th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's see how that's going here. We'll just see if anybody has any comments on releasing those 2 numbers. And let's do Friday. We'll release the energy of Friday because that's the end of the week here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. And I do enjoy, you know, when you clear the, you know, Friday in general. But then this Friday in particular, being Friday the 13th, and historically there's a lot of superstition around that date, I think that's really important. And we actually received a testimonial regarding that in at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And it says, I have been clearing Friday the 13th, 2013, and December 13th, 2013, on the natal barcode clearing for the past 2 days Today I received an unexpected bonus from an employer for $500. Just wanted others to know the stigma of bad luck can be cleared away using the CLS clearings. And especially the natal barcode, which it seems like every week we keep talking about the natal barcode clearing, but it's a really good one. And you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron, in case we have someone who's listening for the first time?
Sure. So the natal barcode is used to get off numbers and letters, names, where you've lived, addresses. So just kind of think of who you are, where you've lived, who you've known, okay? And it all depends, you know, how people relate to you. I remember hearing this person saying something. It's kind of funny, you know, you may like this, but person says, well, what's your name? And you go, well, my friends call me, say for myself, Ron, okay? And they go, okay. And then you say, and my cat calls me meow, and my dog calls me woof. So, remember, that's how you're being connected, okay? So, anyway, but it'll probably be names, you know, nicknames and things. But remember, once you identify with that name, then that's you. That's how they are perceiving you as being that. So the unwanted universal travelers are perceiving your name, and that's, you know, what you connect with yourself, and that's how they can connect with you, with those keywords. So, and also key letters and vowels. And that's why the natal chart is so good, because you can get yourself disconnected from a lot of this energy that would normally be connecting you with the timeline. So you have to look at, on the timeline clearing, you're being brought there for some reason, okay? Somehow you got that magic ticket to get on that timeline. And what was the prerequisite for that? You know, were you angry? Did you feel sad? Did you feel glad? You know, all these different emotions. Were you in physical pain? And then just maybe you had a birthday and everybody was cheering your name or something, or toasting to you with water, naturally, and bubbly water. And all of a sudden, all this excitement connected you to a timeline with all your friends. So you have to look at how you get connected to timelines. That's why I say first do your emotional clearing, although it'll be more effective if you do that. I don't say you have to not do it, you know, first do your emotional clearing to get yourself extricated from the reason why they would want you, which is your emotions. That's a big one. That could be maybe 90% of your stuff. And so then when you find yourself on a timeline, say, okay, how did I get here? What's the theme of that timeline, okay? How is my body feeling? How did it feel maybe 10 minutes ago or something, you know, when I got hijacked and put on this thing? And then from there, look at, you know, how you're responding to it. And it may not be a good timeline. So remember, when you change the timelines, once you get off of one, you're going to be put on another one. And there's been people out there who've had success wanting to create their own timeline, because everything exists. Remember, the darkness copies the light. So everything is in existence out there in the land of darkness, just like on your psychic billboard. It's all there, so you just want to change and go into where you want to go into. So that's what happens when you do things and you change your reality. So you may want to get on a timeline. Maybe maybe you're unemployed or you need to get some money, and you know, you wake up for the last week and man, you got to get that extra $100 for maybe your rent or something. And each day you wake up and now you're in more fear, and you go, wow, I better get off those fear timelines, because the fear is keeping me from having that $100 come to me. And you don't know how it's going to come, you know, because it can't come anyway. You see, you may find something that you can sell at a pawn shop, maybe. Maybe you might find the money. Maybe some friend of yours might just say, you know, I owed you this $100. We had a bet 10 years ago, and I've always kind of felt guilty about it, and I'll give you the $100 right now because I did owe it to you. I know you forgot about it, but here's the $100. You go, wow, you know, how incredible. Well, it's because you're now on that timeline. Once you get rid of all that opposition stuff, which you have to do timeline crashes on, and then, you know, get on a timeline and maybe do some, it's harder to describe how to do a crash on that timeline that you want to be on because it'll typically kind of go away, but I don't know how to exactly tell you to do it because I didn't design that clearing to put people onto a timeline, but just know that you're on the right timeline. I guess that's the best thing. Once you get rid of all the opposition, then you're at free choice. Now you go, okay, I'm on that lucky timeline, okay? And I got an email today from a gentleman just a little bit ago. I guess it's $25 million on the mega lottery, maybe in New York, or maybe it's the Powerball. I have no clue. But that's in like probably, you know, 15 minutes Eastern time, I think. So he is probably going to play something, I think. But from there, you have to realize that, you know, is that going to be his lucky timeline or your lucky timeline? And how do you go into that? You know, it's out there. And it's just another way of looking at it, you know. Remember, plus they can jerk people off the timeline and change the numbers. So I don't want to sound like it's not worth playing it. But let's just say that Billy Bob here is supposed to win the lottery. And he gets a ticket. And so naturally when he got the ticket, they go back. The unwanted Universal Travelers go back and see what numbers he got. Okay, so now they got it written down. They got him ID'd. Okay? And so now the balls are moving around in that machine, and you're watching in real time on TV, and all of a sudden they stop time, and they take the ball that Billy Bob has now, because, you know, they say he has number 5, right? So they pick the number 5 up, and then start time again, and all of a sudden you're not going to see anything move, but the 5 will pop out. You think that all these balls are moving around up and down, and how could it ever be rigged? So now Billy Bob maybe has a number 27. So right away, you know, they're looking for the 27. They stop time, bring the 27 up, put it down the chute, and then start time up again. And sure enough, all pops 27. And that's what they do. That's how you have missing time in your life. That's why people get dropped in around you from timelines. Like you're driving your car, I always mention this, and a car shows up next to you. Or if you're in a grocery store and nobody's on your aisle, you're in the middle of the aisle, bend over to pick something up, you stand up, turn around, and all of a sudden somebody's right beside you. You go, how could they get here? They'd have to walk 80 feet, you know, and I didn't even hear them. And then they walk away, and they have high heels on. They go clunk, 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 clunk when they walk. And you go, this is really weird. Well, they just got dropped in. So that's what happens. Anyway, so, you know, you need to know that you're on the proper timeline, and you can feel it. You can feel that timeline because as you start to know about timeline crashes, and I'm sure we have people out there who have done quite a few of these, I'll just say maybe you have done 50,000 timeline crashes. That would be kind of like a veteran, okay? And you're going to kind of know when that timeline has crashed that you're dealing with, that they put you on, and you're going to know that you're on a proper timeline that you want to be on. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of like unfolds for you. And you go, wow, this is really strange. You know, how can I have no opposition on this timeline? And you probably all have had that, you know. So that's what it is. You're on the timeline that you want to be on. So that's the way it works. You probably can't think your way into the timeline because once you start thinking, then all of a sudden they'll figure out a way to have opposition on you. And then somebody else is going to be the loser. Because you're on it to win, whatever that would be, and somebody else has to lose, get you maybe onto that timeline. That's the way they have the system, you know, working, like finding your parking place. So back to you, Ann. We'll see if we have any questions out there or anything.
Okay, Ron. Well, that's very interesting. Well, you have a compliment from earlier. You really sounded like a dog when you barked. Now, somebody said really felt a big shift when you cleared the, you know, Friday the 13th numbers, and now someone else is asking, did we clear the 13th? Because they just got on the show. Now, so did that person miss out on the clearing of the 13th? Or I guess so, right? Because all the clearings are done in the now. Are you there, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So let's clear the 12. Cleared, 13. Cleared, and 2013. Cleared.
Okay.
Here we go.
That was very nice, Ron, for someone that came on late. Okay. I'm curious about, that was so fascinating what you were just saying about the timeline and how they can mess with us. And I know you've told us this before, but can you refresh us all on how you can put yourself on a timeline that you kind of need in your life, like you were saying, if you need a job or something?
Okay, well, you need to clear out on the timelines where you're not having the job on, okay? So
okay.
What that would mean to me is that you're looking for something outside of yourself, okay? I'm just kind of winging this here, because you don't resonate to it inside of yourself, okay? So right away, you know, you're looking for something that you don't resonate to, and you're trying your darndest to figure that one out. And so you first figure out, why don't I have a job, okay? What's there? Is it frustration? Is there something that you're dealing with here that is causing you to not have a job? Maybe somebody put a spell on you, you know? And then also, maybe you're dealing with your last employer who really loved you. You were a great employer. Then you said, well, you know, I got to move now. And they trained you, right? So they got maybe 6 months of training on you. They used you for maybe a year. So that's a year and a half into your job. You're really productive. Now all of a sudden you come to work one day and you go, you know, I don't want to be here any longer. You know, I want to, you know, maybe it's cold weather. Maybe you're in some northern state and you go, man, I'm tired of the cold. I want to go to sunny California, okay, for an example, okay? So you get up and you move. And now the person's really upset with you. So they're going to be upset, give you some bad energy, because now they got to train the next person. And it may be even worse as they think about you. Maybe they get a person that only is half as qualified as you were. So now that person, each time they train this one, is going, boy, that guy left or that gal left here. And whenever I'm doing this training, I think about them, how the time I put in, how productive they were. And this person here is not going to pan out, but it's all that I can get. Each time they train the person every day, say for 6 months, they're giving you bad vibrations, okay? So they're putting a whammy on you. So that clearing is a dark side practitioner. Are they also putting you onto a timeline? Well, if they're strong enough, they can do that. Remember, they're giving you a T-shirt that has all these energies on it that they're projecting to you. And the aliens see that and go, oh, man, this person has a T-shirt on about how they can't get a job because the employer that they had last has given them a whammy. So, okay, perfect. He's wearing the T-shirt. We'll put him on that timeline. And now they're going to get mileage out of you because now you're going through all of your savings looking for a job, et cetera, and you just happen to be on the timeline of their choice, not yours. So you want to get off of those timelines. So you first got to figure out what's wrong with you. Okay, that may not be the right way of stating it, but, you know, what you know, ask your friends. Say, hey, man, I can't get a job. What do you think it is, you know? You know, they may say, well, you know, you comb your hair funny, and you go, oh, God, you know. Or maybe they'll say, you know, you really don't want to have a job. You've been complaining about not having a job for 6 months, and you're living in not having a job. What if you get a job? What kind of mileage are you getting out of not having a job and complaining about not having a job? Maybe there's an underlying thing where you don't feel like you're appreciated. Maybe it's something to do with, you know, maybe your last job you got a lot of good money, right, because you had clients or maybe you're getting, you know, commission and you're making lots of money and now you can't find a job that's even close to that because now you're in a different job market and there's thousands of people waiting to get your job or trying to find your job, and you're just in, you know, the wrong part of the woods. So, you know, it'd be kind of like, you know, putting an ad in the newspaper saying, "Hey, I'm great. I can make buggy whips." Right? And buggy whip? Hello, you know? And you could be an expert at that. Maybe you just dropped in here, you know? Maybe you came in. This is getting a little far out, but this is our night to talk about this here. Maybe for some reason they cloned you out, and I don't like to talk about this to the people listening, but you can just project it to somebody else, okay? So they cloned this other person out to be on this awful timeline, and before they're very successful, and now you look at them, they don't look the same. You know, they have different energy, and they can't get a job. But before they could, and they're coming to you and saying, you know, I need some help with this here. What's going on? And, you know, maybe they're not the same person. Maybe they don't have that same resonance. And maybe that clone is going to humans looking for a job. And the humans always, you look at them and go, this person feels a little goofy to me. You know, I don't want to hire them, okay? They have all the qualifications on paper, but I just don't want to hire them because their energy feels goofy. Now, if that clone goes to maybe a clone employer, maybe they'll say, ah, ideal. Man, this is my brother, my sister. I feel this energy. Wonderful, you know? There's nothing there, right? Maybe your energy that they're feeling isn't, because you're real, maybe your energy is too strong for the clone employer. And they go, I don't know about this guy. He feels weird to me. Not knowing that they're a clone, but and you're a human, so all different things could be happening. So what's blocking you? That's the whole thing. That's the way of clearing. What's blocking you? So figure out what that is and do some timeline crashes on it. And then if you need to go deeper, then figure out what clearing you can use and on the website to get you into a different mode of attack for this year. So, you know, ask your friends. That's the way you have the self-empowerment clearing, you know, to help you out, to get rid of a lot of these blockages that you may not even know that you have. So that's the whole thing, you know. And maybe you don't want to trade, you know, if you don't have a job, maybe you don't want to trade your freedom that you have now for a job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be a real big one, you know. You know, maybe you don't want to get caught on the freeways driving 2 hours before work or 2 hours after. Or maybe your job starts at 8, we'll say, and where you're living, you know, it's with no traffic, it might take you half an hour, but with traffic, it could be an hour and a half, 2 hours. So now you have to say, uh-oh, what time do I need to get up in the morning to be there at 8? Well, everybody else leaves at 5, okay? And you go, man, 5 o'clock I got to leave in the morning, and I get off at 5, and I got gridlock again, too. So I'm going to be at work typically when I get off of work, I'll be there for 12 hours. Now I got another 2 or 3 hour drive to go home, and so I'm putting in a 15-hour day when it should actually be 8 hours. I'm almost doubling my driving time and the expense to do this and everything else. And you know, I'm just trying to describe this to people. You may all relate to it. And what if you're sick? What if you're catching a cold and you've got to be in your car now for 5 or 6 hours? You know. And you're miserable. You got a sore throat. You got a fever, but you have to show up at work. So maybe that's why you don't have a job. You know, where the other place, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you could drive and maybe see some cows on the side of the road and whatever. And you knew that the 500 cars that you passed every day. Oh, you know, and you knew all of those people almost by the way they looked. It's the same cars, and now you're seeing thousands of them. So, and, you know, if you have an older car, they may judge you. I remember a long time ago, I'm going slightly sideways here, but I was talking to a person who just got out of the Army. He was stationed in Germany. And he says, you know, those people there, he says, if I'm on the Autobahn and I'm doing like with the Volkswagen, he says, if I'm doing like 75 on the Autobahn, and a Mercedes pulls up behind me, they always pass me. They don't want to be behind a Volkswagen. And so that's what he was saying. He says it's you know, it's just the that ego type stuff, you know. Anyway, so what's your issue? Life isn't working for you? Well, what's your issue? Because you're living in that issue. You may not like the issue, but that's where you are. Okay? And it could be the other way around. Maybe you're too wealthy. Maybe you go, oh, man, whatever I do, I make money. I don't like this at all. Well, eventually they're going to see you wearing that T-shirt and put you onto the poverty timeline. And maybe you're one of those people that won a lottery and all of a sudden in 2 years all the money's gone because you didn't want to have the money after all. So anyway, I don't know what else to say. I might be preaching to the choir here. But the whole thing is find out where you are, where you want to go to, and once you get rid of all the obstacles, then you need to relate to what you want. Okay, you have to become what you want. That's the whole thing. And if you can't become who you want, then you're never going to get it because you can't have any resistance inside of you. And that's why we talk about the clearing, which kind of upsets some people because it's a negative affirmation, which is loving it out of your life. I think it's the greatest thing you could do to help yourself out instantly if you have a problem. But you have to take control of it and get it out of your body. The clearing will do that very gently for you and to get rid of many, many things. But some people kind of could be still stuck. So what you do is you say out loud where you are with your situation. You have to love it. So I love being in poverty, okay? Well, most people would say that, and, oh, I got to run the other direction, okay? I don't want to say that because it upsets me too much. Well, that's because you have an issue on it. Next thing is, you have to, how do you feel about being in poverty? What's it going to do to you? So you say, I love being in poverty, and I love losing all my belongings because I can't afford them any longer. Something like that. So you have to love it out of your life. And you say it a lot of times, 1,000 times, maybe more, until you work your way through it and get a friend to help you. You don't get upset. So back to you, Ann. We got a caller.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Yes, I love that topic, and that's a great discussion, but I do think we have someone on the line right now. Do we have a listener on the air?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
You're low on volume.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're a little bit low on volume. Could you maybe put the phone a little closer to you?
I have it. I'm on a landline, so if it's...
Oh, okay, that's better.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
okay.
You went up three times
great.
The volume.
Okay, I wanted to share something that happened to me many, many, many eons ago before I had ever met you. And I always said that I don't feel or I don't experience clones, but I did actually before I even knew what clones were, and I'm just remembering this incident. It was when I was in the mental hospital. Before, like, just when I was there, I started seeing duality, and I started seeing people in my family that I thought was the dark, you know, like evil or something. So I have a feeling I started seeing clones back then or knew or was aware of that phenomenon. And I didn't know that, I mean, could it have happened in the 90s, Ron, that there were clones running around?
Yeah, they always have prototypes coming in. You could probably tell by looking at some of the celebrities and stuff. Remember, the role models that we have that show up all the time to us, you know, in the media, or whatever that would be, you know, can and do come forth, and they do have, you know, those. I remember this one person that's been around a long time. I can't state his name, but he was, you know, with one of the presidents in '63. He always looked young, or did, for quite a while. I think he went out of the limelight, and all of a sudden he resurfaced somehow. And his first name
a lot of those
the last name is a K, but I can't disclose his name, but he kind
of
like...
Ron, a lot of those politicians have clones. I think a lot of them, they say they have doubles, but I think they're really clones that are out there. They're just using that as their cover-up, saying we got duplicate, you know, like a double for each political leader. I really think it's really clones out there.
I would say they probably have a couple dozen or so.
Yeah, they're just telling the public it's just doubles, you know, like fake celebrity doubles that they claim they have out there. They're probably really clones as well. And
they're just trying to say that so that you can go, oh yeah, that's their double. You know, they found a lady looks like so and so, and she lives in Arkansas or someplace, and we hire her off and on and do makeup work on her so she looks like the person. So we can have
everyone share...
doing, you know, someplace making a movie and she's out here doing headlines about the movie or something, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever,
well, I want to share something about somebody that I actually have been helping. She did clearings with you many years ago. She's been pulled into the mental institution again, and I started to realize it's a repeat with her, so it must be a timeline. So I told her, you need to do timeline crashes. But unfortunately, she's in the hospital, and I can't do it. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it for her, but we did do the Earth Protection timeline crash. She was going to be put in a state institution, so I said to her, the only thing I can put up for you is one window. So I gave her the list of the free clearings you had. She says, I feel you should do the Earth Protection on me. And then whatever that did for her, the court case didn't come through. It got canceled. They're not putting her in the state institution. So I just wanted to let you know. She said to thank you because I said, yeah, I couldn't get a hold of you, Ron. I said, anything we do on the Lightship, on the page, on the website is really connecting to Ron. So you can communicate in that way. And that's your way of, you know, getting through to Ron. I said, that's the only way. Ron is very busy, and he can't be answering all the phone calls, as many that he probably gets. So I said that to her, and then I said, well, did anything change? She goes, yes, I don't have the court case. So she said, tell him thank you, and I'm just relaying that message that she felt that
but
whatever
that's wonderful. I just
did.
Curious, without giving her name,
yes,
does her name kind of relate to diamonds?
Yeah.
Okay,
you know
thank
her.
You. I know who the lady is. Okay.
Good. I'm glad you confirmed that. One, can I get to share one more story, Ron? Because this is important. This is something to do with deceased loved ones we did.
Sure,
okay,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Okay, you have another call. Maybe I shouldn't. Should I let you all the caller talk? Because I don't want to hog up your time.
If you can do something in a few minutes, that'd be great.
Okay. It's about when I had done the deceased loved ones, I don't remember ever telling you my father had passed away many, many years before I did the clearing. You lately have been saying to a lot of people that you have to do it immediately. So I was a little disappointed, but so I was recently, I knew that this one person that I was trying to, I knew my relative's son who died didn't get the clearing. So I figured, I just was curious, so I tried to get a medium to give her the message, and I know that was, you know, a thing I shouldn't have done, but my father came through, Ron, during this, and I did not expect it, okay, even though you had said that maybe it didn't take because it was so long ago, but at the time I didn't know anything about that.
It may have been his emotional body coming through, possibly.
Well, that definitely I felt happened because that he was connected to me, so I felt that he did get cleared an emotional body. But Ron, how did he come through a medium? So is it possible that the fractured spirit came through our timeline and I could have crashed it and got his rest of his spirit back?
Yeah, that is possible.
So now that I know
possible.
That,
I
should actually
that.
Try it again?
Yeah, it's very possible. They could have put his spirit into a cloned replica of him. Not even on this planet, you know, out somewhere else in a clone planet. And by you crashing that timeline because somehow other people are on it, and he was on it. Remember, we have the clearing for clone planets, cloned Earths and things on the website, which could kind
of
relate to
that.
But
he's already deceased, Ron.
He was deceased here, but he could have been taken and living a life as some other type of being or even a humanoid-looking person. And they could have mixed that particular energy from the Beyondo and this one here. Maybe they're trying to do some timeline integrations, okay?
Yeah.
And so by you doing that timeline crash, remember, the spirit and the bodies fall off. So the body may have went to the Beyondo, okay, or it just may have been terminated. And the spirit came back here because this is where it was supposed to be. Well, that could be a possibility. Very
interesting. So I can run the spirit barcode on him, I mean the deceased loved one barcode once more on him if I timeline crash him off of those timelines, possibly?
What I would do is just do the emotional body. If you get rid of his emotional body, you can also do the spirit barcode.
Yeah, I have both of them.
I would probably just do those two, deceased loved ones. And we got spirit my and emotional
did,
body.
Ron, my sister did a Reiki on him before he passed away, so I know she took him off to some timeline, thanks to her. So I have to do more. All right, thank you. Sorry, I'll let the next person get on with you. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, caller, do we have somebody else on the line?
I'm here.
Hi. Go ahead, we can hear you.
Hi, it's Barbara, Ron. I had an experience, I think it was Monday after the two shows, and you had done some clearings for our eyes, and so I was real relaxed, and I was in the now, and I was sitting here, and time was just going by, and I was looking at the fire, and then I looked over at a picture that's on the wall here of someone that I live with, and it's a military picture of them in their dress uniform when they were in service. And suddenly I noticed that it looked like the picture, the eyes were like moving or blinking on the picture. And I kept looking at it, and then the room went to like a, it's kind of like a black and white with gray tones, like there was light behind the gray tones, but the colors disappeared in the room, and the gray tones were like the definition of what was left, and it kind of looked like a negative, like what you have for when you do pictures. It looked like that, but it was in the black and white gray tones. And the picture did a bunch of changes. It went in all kinds of changes that were like they were like split second changes, to where it looked like this person was losing weight, gaining weight, aging. The eyes were the expression was changing. There was all of these things were happening on this picture, and I sat there and I looked at it, and it was like 10 minutes went by, and I don't know how many changes this thing did. And so I got tired of looking at it, so I stopped looking at it. The color came back into the room. Everything just went back normal, and I went, wow, that was different. Then I looked at the picture again, and I stared at it for about, 15, 20 seconds, and I noticed that it started happening again.
Now,
so
Barbara, excuse me, can I just ask you a couple
what
questions?
That was?
Barbara?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Is the
yes,
person
I can
alive?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Is the person living?
Yes.
Okay, and how is this person related to you?
They're a friend of mine. They're very close to me.
Okay.
I live with them.
Oh, okay. That's right. You did say at the beginning. Okay. Okay. Ron, do you have anything?
Well, that's an interesting one. What I think was happening was doing just that clearing. We're doing an eye clearing or maybe other things alongside of that that we were doing the other night. Possibly it was changing the timeline drastically that maybe had a situation with your eyes or their eyes, and all of a sudden the timeline that they or you were living on kind of got disrupted. So you were actually seeing the timeline changing each time we did part of the clearing. That's what I think has happened. So it's kind of like going from seeing something in color to black and white, because the timeline isn't completely in place yet. That's probably what I would say probably happened. We probably did a healing on the eyes, and that was on timelines, maybe an eye problem, and they just couldn't bring in maybe the staff who's working on making timelines. Maybe they had a vacation that day, and maybe they had a beginner timeline a person there, apprentice, trying to make the timelines. They couldn't do it quick enough. Very
well, also, too, I was doing timeline crashes on him, and I noticed that it was like a black and white negative. You know, when you look at the old-fashioned pictures like we used to have when we took pictures, and you got the negative in a little bag, and you brought it home, and you could look at the negative? It was like that, but black and white, and then when you hold it up to the light, you can see the picture in there, and then there's the light behind it. Well, that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
way
that's,
this
yeah,
was. There was light behind this, but gray and black definition for the picture.
Yep. Yep, you're seeing the timeline being manifested.
But it was the whole room went like that.
Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah, because you're living in that. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So
it was just a bunch of timeline changing.
Yeah, you're actually in the middle of it, watching the person doing the the painting and everything else. You're actually there watching, living as they were recreating everything around you.
Okay. Well, one of the other things that I noticed was the person looked like their features were changing a little bit too, like they were different ages in time. Like one would look like they were like 16, and then another one looked more like 23 or 30 even.
It was quite interesting how
it just clicked through, and it was about as fast as like you could click your fingers.
Yeah, that's what I do when I do the counting on at the expos, where I have people come up and they stand there, and I start taking out the clone replicas out of them, and the people in the audience see them change, and they'll see them change or jerk each time. Sometimes when I do a number count, because they have to be recreated. They could change heights. I've had people comment they've seen heights of people change, their hair color change, their face would get different shades, you know, different pigment color changes. Width can change on people, the weight.
This is all the stuff I was seeing, and it looked like even the expression and attitude of the person was even changing.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. When I do this, if anybody's listening, you probably know about this, when I do this clearing at the expos, people almost always are happy and they smile, and they're normally not that way initially when they walk up. They don't know what to expect, you know, and maybe they're a little bit nervous or something, but then when they get done, they smile, and then I always tell them to look at the audience, to be looking like they're in a goldfish bowl, you know, and you're watching fish, you know, clone replicas in front of you, and, you know, then that's the way it is. Some people are completely amazed, and they don't know where to even put that information, because it's not taught. Often they realize that they're going to walk into the audience there, take their seat, next to people that aren't human. And so, you know, it's interesting because they're getting cloned out. So, yeah, not that you experienced.
Well, I also noticed, too, that they have been away for a few days. They had to go away, and they called me, and I noticed that they seemed so relaxed and centered. It was
very possibly, because they went through that too. You see, the picture in your room is going to be affected. Everything in your room is going to be affected. Oh, another way of stating that's why we have people's pictures when we go to the light chamber, and we put them inside of the light chamber at the expos, because the picture connects to that person, and they will have a benefit from just being in the light chamber. Not everybody can come to New York or Los Angeles listening. So, you know, we get the picture and we put it in there. So he was connected to his photograph, okay? Watching the photograph go through all the different timeline changes. And when he called you, he was on probably a much better timeline, because the ones that maybe were clearing, we got rid of.
Well, it was all military, you know, because this is a military picture, and so it was all military. It was all, he went through a lot of things in the Vietnam War, And
So
hopefully a lot of that stuff came off.
Possibly. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks so much for calling in. We always appreciate all your questions and testimonials, so thank you.
Well, thank you for being there.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, you know, Ron, we were talking about, there were so many things I wanted to say to the both callers, but our shows go by so quickly. But we were talking about, of course, timeline crashes before, and even the Earth Protect. Someone said they did the Earth Protection for somebody, and then there's another timeline crash for the Earth. And someone sent in some wonderful pictures. They were doing clearings, and they sent pictures of the clouds breaking up over where they live, which I'm not sure where that is. I can look at the email more closely. But he did send some beautiful pictures. So if anybody wants to, I don't know how to exactly share them with people listening, but if you want to see those, I could forward them. Oh, he lives in Maryland. Okay. So if someone wants to see these cloud pictures, they're kind of neat. You could send me an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll forward it out to you so you can take a look at it. Now, you saw them, Ron, so what did you think of those clouds?
Yeah, quite interesting. It's a perfect example of the clouds breaking up. When I took the pictures in New York, and boy, that's been a long time ago, over 2 years ago, I guess, October, couldn't even be 3 years, but I think it's two. But anyway, the clouds were larger with more space between them, I think. The clouds that he has is just incredible. They're like a gray colored cotton balls all over the place.
Oh, he did the gray sky clearing. That's the one I was trying to think of. I'm sorry, everyone. He did the gray sky clearing, and this is what he woke up to.
I think more than likely, like what most people do, the weather is getting kind of funky, And so you hear about that, and you go, Ron has that gray sky clearing for free on his website. I'll just try it just for the heck of it, And then normally within the next day, within hours, it'll change. But what he saw was the timelines in the sky that the clouds were attached to, and the clouds could have been anything. It could have been the whole physical manifestation of a timeline, okay? So, like, we take a puzzle, have a puzzle put together in front of you, and then you do a timeline crash, all those pieces get just plastered all over the place. So just think of looking up in the sky and just seeing maybe a nice sky up there that you would think would be nice with a few clouds. Do a timeline crash, and all of a sudden, everything that's there now turns into puzzle pieces, and all of a sudden, you look up and you go, wow. That's what I was looking at before. It looked different than what it is now because it's all broken up. So those you're seeing the timeline, individual pieces being fractured, just like a puzzle piece.
Oh, wow. Fascinating. I think we may have another caller on the line, Ron.
Okay,
sorry
to cut you off
there, but hello, is someone on the line?
Yeah, hi, this is Raymond from New York.
Hi, Raymond. Can you speak up just a tiny bit louder?
Yeah, sure. Is that better?
That's better, yes.
Okay. I wanted to call about a paranormal experience.
Great.
We're sitting
go ahead.
Down.
Oh. Yeah, well, Never a dull moment with these paranormal experiences, but for the past 2.5 weeks, I have not been feeling well with my digestive system, which is why I'm doing the all the intensives this month. But a week ago, I had another dream. Well, it's a timeline where I'm laying in bed. And I'm seeing this long white feather, and I'm feeling like somebody's doing some type of energy work on me with these feathers on my left side of my body. because I'm feeling the wind from the moving of the feathers, and I can see it was these white, a long white feather. Now, when I turned to my right, I saw someone that looked like this, whatever it was, had Mongolian features, looked like very indigenous. It's the best way I can describe. And then the next thing, what happened was this Mongolian-looking creature took out what looked like a lollipop stick, okay? And on top of the lollipop stick looked like a white marshmallow, but it wasn't a white marshmallow. It was the size of a white marshmallow, but instead of it being a marshmallow, it was white, but it looked like some type of cotton ball, a white cotton ball. And the next thing, what happened was this creature put this stick with this white cotton ball down my throat. I don't know what it was doing, and then took the stick out of my throat, and then I felt the feathers again on my backside, and then I woke up. So I'm not sure if this was something, you know, that was doing more damage to my system, but I wanted to share that and get your feedback on it, Ron.
Oh, boy. Let's see here.
That's paranormal, all right, Raymond.
I've got more of them, but I'm not going to take up the whole show.
I'm taking the thing out of your throat that got left there, so that's coming out right now, so you may feel it leave you. What I'll do is put some light into what they did, and the light will take away any negative situation or residues. Kind of add some sense to what you're saying. Naturally, everybody listening is going probably, like they always say, better you than me, you know. I'm glad it didn't happen to me. Well, typically in our DNA, we have these things stored in us, where very possibly a particular alien race contracted with you to have this happen this time of year, okay? And maybe it was contracted, maybe you contracted with them, 1,000 years ago, okay? So it's in your DNA, and they said, we're going to come around here in 1,000 years from now and see how your genetics are doing. And they happen to see you and abduct you or put you on a timeline. It's the same thing, basically. You could be on a timeline in an alien hospital or on an alien ship. We'll just use that to kind of be loose with this here. And you agreed, your body agreed, the person agreed, and it was now put in the DNA of this abduction. So I guess as you're listening to me talk here, you may want to say, what can I do about this? You know, especially somebody else is listening that says, uh-oh, I kind of relate to that. I remember something like that happened to me. It's going to happen again, and now you're kind of all going into the fear mode. Or you could just say, well, I'm glad that's not me, but, you know, could it be me? Okay. So let's just look at it as if that could happen to everybody listening. I'm not saying that it is, but what you may want to do is clean out timelines, and also clean out the abduction of yourself on timelines with the situation. So I don't know how to really word that, but you want to get rid of the timeline that you, remember, your body agreed to it, so that's you. Your spirit's along for the ride, so your spirit didn't agree to it, okay? It would never agree to anything that is not of light. So remember, your body agreed to it, so it's stored inside of you. Your spirit's not learning here, it's just stuck here. And so don't think that your spirit has to understand everything about life here, because it doesn't. Take your body and say, okay, I had some weird dreams, weird stuff happening, so I'm now going to do timeline crashes on those weird situations. It should be the abduction energies which is giving them permission to abduct you because your body gave consent in the past, okay? You want to get that out of your DNA and off those timelines. I would do timeline crashes for your DNA for abductions, and also do it for if you have a physical condition or something, get off of that one too.
Okay.
And I have sent on other shows, not more recently, but, you know, there is an exchange for what they do for you. You know, what's the exchange rate there, you know? You know, maybe for some reason you had some kind of situation that was awful, and you agreed with the aliens to come at this time to help you with it because they knew that it would be generated in you. Then all of a sudden, you know, you agreed to that. And they came because you did that agreement. Now it would be against your free will, but maybe back then, when you were up on a ship, say 1,000 years ago, you know, everything looked perfectly fine. You go, yeah, help me out. I can see it recycling, you know. This is a 1,000-year cycle, you know. And all of a sudden they said, okay, we'll come, you know, in 1,000 years and help you out. Well, this time around, you know, you may say, I don't want to have that done to me. And it could be, you know, for their standpoint, helping you agree to that, and they're doing their best situation and work they can do on you, fix you, okay? But then what's the trade-off? What's the next contract, okay? What are they getting out of this here? They're normally always getting something because we live in a cause-and-effect universe. So you're making an effect on you, and there's also a cause, and you can flip it over back and forth. What are they going to get in the future from you? Maybe you're semi-conscious up there, and you say, oh, you know, kind of like the guy that movie, the just a brand new movie, the delivery man, sperm donor, you know. Maybe they gave you a thing to abduct you and take your sperm, you know, or your eggs. So I won't get into that because the show's ending. But anyway. That help you out, Raymond?
Okay, so, yeah, so timeline crash, what I would write in the timeline box would be DNA abduction?
Yeah, what you want to do is get rid of the DNA that is programmed for you to have an abduction experience, okay? I would do a lot of those.
Okay, and...
Because you've been having a lot of weird stuff happening, okay? And maybe you're just more aware of it, you know? But, you know
yeah,
because
I see these entities.
Counter, you know, in 1962 or something,
yeah.
The date on it or whatever, you know, somehow they put you on these timelines.
Right,
so we can really use you, Raymond.
Okay.
You know,
what?
You could somehow go into the future, Raymond, and get those lottery numbers for tonight. Or oh, because you're already almost there. Will
yeah, well, you know.
I love you for that, Raymond.
Well, you'd be the first person I'd be sponsoring, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
You know?
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely,
well,
definitely.
Thank you so much, Raymond, for calling, and save your other stories for next Friday night. We would love to hear them on Paranormal Friday.
Okay.
And
Ron, please
you, Ron,
put me absentee tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raymond.
Good night.
Thank
you. Yes,
good night.
And thank you, Raymond. Reminding everyone that, yes, tomorrow is the 4-hour call that kicks off the monthly intensives. And also tomorrow evening will be Saturday Night on the Lightship back here on BBS Radio at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And there's several really good emails that I didn't have time to get to tonight, so I'll try to get to them tomorrow night. And thank you, Ron, and thank you, everyone listening.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And we'll see you later. Happy Friday the 13th.
Bye.
Bye.